This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Let's turn now to Libya, where fighting has forced oil companies BP and Total to write off hundreds of millions of dollars in investment in North Africa. On Tuesday, BP announced an oil exploration campaign is being suspended as conflict cut the electricity supply at oil fields and Libya's crude production dropped below 400,000 barrels a day. In the years since the toppling of Muammar Gaddafi's regime in 2011, hopes for peace in the country have been dashed by fighting between pro-government forces and the Islamist-backed Libya Dawn and other groups. Ulf Lessing is a senior Reuters correspondent for Libya. He just returned from reporting there, and he speaks with me now from Cairo. Hi, Ulf.
Hello.
Ulf, all of these things that I just mentioned, investment leaving the country, BP and Total pulling out, all of these things are going in the opposite direction of what everybody hoped would be the aftermath of Gaddafi being off the scene.
Yeah, the problem was the rebel groups who, you know, worked together to oust Muammar Gaddafi in 2011, that they never could agree what kind of state they were building afterwards. And, you know, quickly after the revolution, they fell out along political, tribal or, you know, religious lines. And now you have, you know, dozens or even hundreds of different groups, armed groups, you know, backing two governments, you know, which control limited territory. While at the same time, you have Islamic State also rising up. So nobody is really in charge of the country, and that makes it such a mess and so dangerous for foreigners to, you know, to operate, to live there, or even to do business. Most companies or most foreigners left long time ago. It's getting more and more complicated.
You know, Ulf Lessing, the promise of billions of dollars of foreign oil investment was supposed to be the glue that kept all these rival factions maybe closer together instead of splitting into camps. You know, the promise of everybody making so much money was supposed to change the incentive structure and keep Libya relatively calm. Why didn't it work?
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, after the revolution, the government decided to put all the former, you know, rebel groups, which were by then now like militias, you know, controlling different parts of the country, on the state payroll in an attempt to buy their loyalty and integrate them in the Nascan new army. But they just didn't get that idea. They just decided that the state is there to make money. And so they took the state funds, but never were loyal to the state and kept reporting to the same, you know, commanders and same militias, not the Libyan army, which never took off from the ground. So the problem in Libya is now, I mean, the country is still very rich. It still sells a lot of oil. It has an oil production of 400,000 barrels a day. That oil, you know, goes to the central bank. The central bank keeps paying all armed players, militias, you know, across the political spectrum, you know, funding both governments that way. So that it keeps the country together, but it also, you know, is funding the civil war, because everybody gets a share of the oil revenues and everybody can still, you know, acquire weapons or get more ammunition and, you know, pay off his men.
So it's a grim situation, Ulf Lessing. What has to happen before companies like BP and Total feel like their workers have enough security to get back in and start to at least use Western business to bring some cohesion to that part of the economy?
Well, I'm afraid it will be a long, long time before, you know, Western companies will be considering coming back. I think the only realistic option would be if the, you know, United Nations or Western governance, you know, agree on some sort of sanctions, same like in Russia or other countries. That would then definitely, you know, be a game changer, you know, because then the militias who are backing these different groups, they would run out of money. I mean, it's not clear whether that would mean they would come together, but at least, you know, this civil war going on, you know, they couldn't acquire new weapons if someone put a stop to the oil sales.
Ulf Lessing of Reuters from Cairo. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.